I'm riding along, singing the same old cowboy song that's been sung 100 times before. Ain't got nothing but my name, and I'm the only man. Saturday morning, Arizona. Welcome to Rosie on the House. It's finally getting to the temperature in the mornings you could actually enjoy a ride on your horse. I think it was 79 degrees on my dashboard when I started the truck this morning. I don't mind 100 plus days when the evenings get below 80. When you stay up there and you feel like you're baking constantly, that's when I start getting a little warm. Well, we've made it. I think I can officially say we've made it through the worst of the summer. We've got some nice rains this week. The desert it's amazing how fast the desert turns green with just a little hint of moisture. Sometimes it doesn't even have to fall out of the sky, just an overcast cast with a little bit of humidity. Things just start greening up. It's a beautiful time to be in Arizona, smell the creosotes, and just enjoy your weekend. You've worked hard all week and you've earned a nice little weekend at home. If you've got some honey-do list, well, that's what you tune in to Rosie on the House for. We don't get into home improvement just yet, though. This fourth hour that we've added to our broadcast, which is actually our first hour, is an open topic. Anything and everything that we feel like talking about before we go into anything and everything about your home and what you want to talk about. This week, well, you know, I'm going to start actually last week. I usually don't start in reverse, but I'm going to. Mike, were you inspired to go hiking on the Arizona Trail last week after Mike Wellendorf's story?
Absolutely. That sounded like a great trip. I mean, it sounded tough, but he made it sound worth it, and it made it sound like one of those life-changing experiences, too.
And I couldn't say this in front of him, although I think he would have laughed and understands it as well. You look, when you hear somebody walked from Scottsdale to Flagstaff, what picture comes to mind of that individual? Mike Wellendorf.
No, not at all. I saw his picture on Facebook on our website, and that is not what I was ready to see.
No, just, you know, your average Joe. You're picturing an Olympic marathon type runner. No, just your average guy probably could lose 5 or 6 pounds around the waistline and just, you know, wasn't weathered by the sun.
Yeah, I just picture the scruffy guy.
He calls himself a computer geek, spends most of his time behind a computer screen during the work week.
I figured he'd, you know, have that skin that looks like a burlap sack and, you know, have that long stringy hair and just be a little off. And no, he looks just like a regular dude.
So I thought, well, if this guy can do it. No, I didn't say it like that. But the story is, it's a place, and we're so blessed to be in Arizona, where we have such a small, dense population per square mile when you compare it to other parts of America and the world, and you get out there and just be all alone under the stars. It's an 800-mile trail from Mexico to Utah. You can hike it. And what I've actually started putting together the plans for it with a couple of my buddies. Now, it's not going to happen for a little while. We're all at the age where we really don't want to do anything without our sons or our kids and family. Well, you can't track a kid that far. So we're looking at this over a long period of time. What if twice a year, spring and fall, the nice times, you know, average temperature around 70 degrees, we dedicate a weekend, a 3-day, 4-day weekend to knock out 50 miles.
That's the thing that I was thinking about last week when he was talking. I mean, you even have just a fraction of what he talked about, and that can be a really, you know, a religious experience for you. It can be just something that resets your brain. I know when I just take a dog and go out for a day, you just decompress. It's like a reset button. I mean, you don't have to go, you know, 100, 200 miles. I mean, you take a day hike and get out by yourself and just have a few moments alone. That's a major recharge in life, and that's all I was thinking about.
And what a great experience to enjoy that with, you know, your family. And
yeah, even better.
I think Rosie would love to go. Have, you know, three generations going. I think most of my buddies from New River who I'm putting this together with, they bring their dads, and we all spent a lot of time growing up. So it'd be something to look forward to.
Absolutely. The last good one I had, I was, you know, I've had some great hikes around here, don't get me wrong, but we went up to the Colorado or the Canadian Rockies for a week. And we went with some friends, and you hike up, and you see a glacier at the bottom of this mountain. And then you get to touch it when you get up there. I mean, that was an unbelievable experience. And that was what when he was talking about that, I was picturing that. And some of the pictures I have from that was one of the best experiences of my life.
Speaking of pictures, did you know it's National Photography Week?
No.
Celebrating the 177th year since the camera was invented.
That makes me think of Arizona Highways in the magazine. Some of the pictures they have, I mean, wow.
You're jumping ahead of me here.
Oh,
you're
all right, sorry.
We're getting there.
All right.
We're getting there. Before we get to Arizona Highways, but think back to that year would have been 1839. Martin Van Buren was the president. He was actually the first president born after 1776, which is kind of something interesting to think about. Was the eighth president. And this is only 25 years after the first bathtub was installed in the White House and 14 years after the first toilet. Think about that, though. What skill it would take to pull off some of those pictures back then. And I pulled out two magazines in particular. Mike already spoiled one of them.
Sorry,
Arizona Highways. It shows you're listening, though.
Well, I better
you're a long-time listener. You know we're going to get to Arizona Highways and pictures when that story comes up. But I also grabbed True West magazine. They had earlier, this is the January 2016 edition, the 100 Best Historic American Cowboy Photos.
Well, Arizona's just got to be at the heart of that, you would think.
There's a couple. You know, when you go through True West magazine, it starts pretty far east. I mean, we're talking Mississippi River, Kansas, Nebraska,
you're talking Mississippi River, so sure, it splits it, and I guess, you know, that was considered the West back then. It took
right.
a while to get here.
So there's a lot of terrain covered in this one, but there is some in here of some old vaqueros, turn of the century in Wickenburg, downtown street Wickenburg. It does not look the same as it does now. I would not have guessed that was Wickenburg had it not been for the caption. But look at this one, number 37, Ned Coy Buckaroo. Mike, I'll give you 10 points if you can tell me the territory that was taken in.
Oh, there's no way I'm going to get it.
I'm throwing you a softball here. Dakota.
Oh, man. All right, I should have seen that, of course.
But your camera now, you can take out your smartphone, and there's a function on it. You can hit capture image and get 37, you know, flash
yep.
images. How long do you think the shutter time on a camera was? This cowboy is off his saddle. His feet are still in the reins. The horse's feet are off the air. How many pictures do you think it went through to capture that one?
Oh, he had done it half a dozen to a dozen times, you would think.
He probably saw the horse out of his peripheral vision to the left and hit snapshot and waited for it and had to time it bucking through his lens. That's not something.
I love those old pictures, too, though.
I mean that's skill.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a little easier than me pulling out my phone and, you know, tapping the center of my screen, and it's done, and you got a beautiful image.
What do you think they did before pictures? How much time do we spend in our lives looking at pictures and taking pictures?
Lots of drawing. Had to be a lot of people drawing stuff that they saw. I mean, you know, they talk about all those trails that they took, and then they come back with the with just a portfolio of pictures describing everything, and they put it in the magazine or put it in the newspaper and show people what was there.
They have a great one in here of Tom Horn himself up in mount, well seated in his mount while the stallion's rearing up.
Yeah.
Great shot there.
That reminds me of Julie Murphy when she came in and she said, I think it was her aunt or
her mom.
Her mom. It was her mom. That's a great photo. I mean, that's 100 years later.
1983, cover Arizona highways and her reining horse as she's sliding with the sunset. That was a great shot. But there was one in here, and it made me start thinking. Name your five favorite U.S. presidents of all time.
Oh, geez. You got to go with Lincoln, Washington.
That's two.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to name my top five. I mean,
maybe not favorite, but just off the top of your head. I mean, you got to go. Man's man.
You got to go. Oh, Teddy Roosevelt for sure.
Okay. So there's three.
Then I'm going to go early. I mean, I like Adams for sure. I like the early ones. Jefferson for sure. That's got to be my five. Teddy Roosevelt's. He's just such an interesting character. I mean,
so in your lifetime. Maybe not part of your life that you remember, but, you know, last 40, 50 years, best president off the top of your head.
Oh, I don't know.
Manliest president off the top of your
Manliest?
Head. Manliest?
Manliest. Well, you got to go with George Bush the First. I mean, he was a World War II pilot.
You think over Reagan?
Oh, well, I mean, Reagan was acting, though. Well, so you got if you go George Bush the First, he was actually a World War II pilot. I see where you're going though. He was a legendary actor that definitely, you know, he was a horseman for sure.
In True West magazine, they have pictures of Roosevelt jumping his horse turn of the century, and not a young guy. He's definitely over the hill at this point. And the next picture that comes to my mind when I'm thinking that is Reagan on his horse. How many times? Different pictures of Reagan on his horse jumping.
Absolutely.
And it made me think, should we make this a requirement to become president? When you think of Roosevelt and you think of Reagan.
I can't picture either one of the candidates right now on a horse.
And are we happy about either choice we have? I think we have to back up the selection process. All right, who can jump a horse? Let's see. Then you narrow it down from there, and then you start going into politics.
Oh, man.